out of ways.
That, well, now, I would say prompt, though, is a stretch. I mean, you're talking about an hour or whatever. That's...
Yeah, I didn't mean... I meant down there by going to California. Is that Pahrump? I haven't been down there.
No. You mean like Prim?
And Henderson. Prim, yeah.
Yeah. Prim. It was one of those P words.
Yeah, the P word. So, yeah, because, you know, they were going to build the airport down there, and that fired. I say build these stadiums out. Don't plop them down in the middle of a community and have all this traffic and congestion and people and visitors and strangers and this and that. We don't want that up here.
Julie, I understand exactly where you come from. But can I just ask you one quick question? I need about a minute answer. Is it possible that we're going to have to acknowledge at some point that all of our community is changing? I mean, for those of you that lived here in the 50s and 60s and 70s, this is a totally different community, and that it may just be that Summerlin's going to change eventually, and it's not going to be the sleepy bedroom community outside of Las Vegas. It's going to be its own metropolis, so to speak. I mean, is that possible? That's where we're headed 5-10 years down the road?
How about this? Don't change my village. Don't change my little hamlet. No, us residents aren't down for that. I work with Victoria Seaman's office, like I said, on a regular basis, and she knows what's best for the community, and hopefully she will turn this down with the quickness. We don't want a stadium up here. We've got plenty. We've got Las Vegas Ballpark. We've got the Knights. We've got the mall. Absolutely not, and we don't want to pay for it. Build this stadium out of ways near Hollywood, down there near Henderson, near Prim. We don't want it up here. We don't want the congestion. We don't want the trans people. We don't want the visitors. Don't Hamlet. Don't
hey, Julie.
My village.
Julie, I think folks know exactly where you stand. Thanks, darling. I appreciate it. That's Julie. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You certainly can. In fact, we'll get some calls on the other side of the break. But here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out, to those of you in Summerlin, do you agree with Julie? You think what we're talking about here is absolutely wrong? Julie does. Now others of you may say, hey, you know, Summerlin's got to change. It's becoming its own hub, so to speak, and that eventually Summerlin's gonna have to change that sleepy community, you know, kind of a bedroom community, is gonna have to change. Yeah, you'll still be able to walk, but you're gonna have a stadium, and you're gonna have downtown Summerlin. You're gonna have a lot of other things that are really, really nice. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And at 12:30, as we check out our traffic cams right now, no really restrictions at all on area freeways. You're up to speed on the 15, the 215. There is some shoulder activity there. U.S. 95 northbound at Decatur. It's off to the side there. Shouldn't affect you as you merge onto the freeway, but you are bumper to bumper through the downtown area. 515 eastbound at Main, 515 westbound at Eastern. You see the construction zone through there. They're doing that bridge reconstruction, and that's going to be taking place well into 2022, so adjust your time schedule for that and watch for a ramp closure. The ramp leaving 215 East to Interstate 11 South at 8 p.m. tonight.
The world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions.
NFL on Sunday, the Cardinals beat the Niners 31-17. Arizona 8-1 with the win. They were playing without quarterback Kyler Murray and receivers DeAndre Hopkins and A.J. Green. James Conner ran for a pair of touchdowns and caught a 45-yard touchdown pass from backup quarterback Colt McCoy. Conner scored on touchdown runs on back-to-back drives in the first quarter. He finished with 173 yards from scrimmage and leads the NFL in touchdowns with 11, all scored in the past seven games. The Giants beat the Raiders 23-16. Vegas drops to 5-3 with a loss. Bit of a rough day for Derek Carr. He got picked off twice, 30 of 46 passing, 296 yards and a touchdown. NHL, the Red Wings beat Vegas 5-2. NBA tonight, the 5-3 Suns put a four-game winning streak on the line at Sacramento. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. We offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. We'll even bring it out curbside. Or you can have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
That's a no-whip, high-foam, 170-degree, sugar-free gingerbread latte.
Ah, yes. It's gingerbread latte season at Duchesne's Coffee Shop.
Gingerbread on the side.
He'll need a seasonal barista before his cookie starts to crumble.
Anything else? Oh, there's a list.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I want to take you live to the White House, where the president is greeting the world champion Milwaukee Bucks. We're putting the live back in Live and Local. Let's take you to the president and the White House.
The second gentleman, Doug, where are you, Doug? There's a man who's a basketball fan. He's a second gentleman. He's a first-rate lawyer, and now he's a second gentleman. And I don't know where he has more power. Most of all, congratulations to all the players. Now, I know you've got final, you got in the finals the MVP player here, and I'd like to talk about it for just a minute. You know, we also got someone who earned the award that's just as important in my book, Dante. I'm honored to be with him tonight, today, because in 2015, he was the Delaware High School Boys Basketball Player of the Year. Dante grew up in Newark, Delaware, attended a high school. I still like him anyway. There's two competing high schools, Catholic high schools in Delaware, Archmere and Slazianum. Slazianum had five times as many boys, and they beat us all the time. But I still am the second highest scorer of football. I don't know, man. Dante, I still like you in spite of that fact. And and he won two state championships there. So he's used to this championship. And then he started at Villanova. And the Bidens are a sporting family, particularly my wife, Jill, who's, as she calls herself, a Philly girl. She takes it up a notch. She knows a lot about the sport, and she never forgives anybody if they lose. But, you know, we went to the University of Delaware, Jill and I, years apart, and then she went on to Villanova grad school, and I went to Syracuse Law School. In 2016, we went to the Final Four to watch our teams play, and I watched Dante win his first of his two national titles at Nova. Dante, we're also proud of you back home, but I still like Syracuse. and to all the players, That's what you represent for so many people. Pride. Pride and decency. Just look at the enduring images during the finals. Thousands of fans celebrating in the Deer District of, and the Herb Cole Way. You know, you represented yourselves and your families, your organizations, and a great American city by staying true to who you are. You did the work in the off season and during the grueling regular season. In the playoffs, down 0-2 against Brooklyn, and then to make it just to keep your the owners and your coach and constant perspiring. You on the finals, you were down 0-2 against Phoenix, but you never gave up. I watched; it was amazing how you came back.
That's the president at the White House live greeting Dante and the Milwaukee Bucks, the world champion, the NBA champion Milwaukee Bucks. We're going to get to more of your phone calls coming up in just a couple minutes. And again, for those of you that were following us earlier with Mick Akers, the reporter for the RJ, we are not that far away. We are just a matter of weeks away from possibly unveiling the relocation of the Oakland Athletics to Southern Nevada. That would be an incredible feat to just in a span of a couple of years get the Golden Knights, the Raiders, and Major League Baseball. That is nothing short of incredible. I mean, you want to talk about something that puts us on the map for more than just gaming? We could become the sports mecca of the free world. We really honestly could. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. Brand new time slot, noon till 3. That is so exciting. And by the way, as a huge, 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 huge baseball fan, this is going to be something that's going to make our community even more livable. Now, having said that, do I want a public-private partnership? I'd have to look at it, but on balance, I'd say probably no. Do I want a deal like the Golden Knights got? Yes. Can the Oakland A's probably afford it? Yes. Can Major League Baseball assist in building a new stadium here? Yeah, I think so. Anyway, we'll talk about that. But I want to find out from you if you agree with Julie, because Julie was very adamant about that and repeated herself a couple of times that she doesn't want, you know, any kind of a Raiders-like deal. And I agree with her. I think the Raiders got a sweetheart deal, and you know, hopefully they're going to be here for, you know, 40 years and make our community even more livable. I think that's great. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, it's Pat Casale with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor our plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
Listen to AM 670 Sports Flash daily from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. Get local and national sports updates from your favorite teams on AM 670, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's. Even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24-7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I'm Jim Snyder.
And I'm Marie Mortera. We want to thank you for making News 3 your number one choice for news.
Every weeknight at 11, you can count on us to have the big story of the day.
Plus breaking news that matters to you.
Jim Snyder and Marie Mortera. News 3 live at 11.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. It's not nice, but I told you so. In February, I was saying that abundant, reliable, inexpensive energy was a cornerstone of the booming pre-COVID Trump economy, and that the Biden administration attack on the oil and gas industry would inevitably result in bringing that economic boom to a screeching halt. Reduced supply of anything always results in higher prices. But higher energy costs move through the economy like a tidal wave, causing price increases in everything, beginning with the price of gasoline for your car and gradually affecting even the price of groceries. Tractors burn fuel to raise crops. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALV.com, 369-1321, QHALV.com.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This falls under the heading of stuff we already knew, but now we are learning more about it. We're talking about the polling that is just cratering for the president of the United States, Joe Biden. We knew that he was hugely unpopular. Now we're seeing it in black and white, a new Suffolk USA Today poll. And it's, to be honest, it's worse than I expected. Gentleman Jim Dallas has been following this story all day now that the poll has been out and has been reverberating around. This is worse than we expected for the president, isn't it?
It truly is, Kevin. In fact, I don't think I've ever seen a poll this bad for a sitting president where a strong majority, 59%, disapprove of Biden, with just under 38%, 37.8% approving of his job performance. And 3.2% are undecided. I'm not so sure about the undecided people. Can't make up their minds. But what we always look for, because you know 40% are going to vote for the Democrat. You know 40% are going to vote for the Republican. It's those independents in between that always fluctuate one way or the other. Well, this can't be good news for the Democrats. Independents by a 7-to-1 margin believe Biden has done a worse job than they expected as president. And I didn't expect him to do well. And personally, he's doing worse than my low expectations of him.
What was that number again? Was that as far as not doing as well as expected?
Independence by a 7-to-1 margin.
Wow.
7-to-1.
Yikes.
Believe he's doing worse than they anticipated.
Is there any bright spot at all in this polling? And again, this is a USA Today Suffolk polling a poll. Is there any good news, any silver lining, anything that sticks out?
Yeah, a lipstick on a pig. now, here, check this out. There's nearly two-thirds of Americans, 64%, say they don't want Biden to run for a second term in 2024, which includes 28% of Democrats don't want their guy that they voted for another 4 years. And then Vice President Kamala Harris, her approval rating is even worse. 28%.
Yikes.
And that is just stunning, because I've never seen any... sure, I've seen Congress. You know, the Congress itself, the Senate, whatever. Overall approval is like 20% or less. But I've never seen a named individual politician who's sitting in office as we speak with a 28% job approval rating.
And you know what's interesting? That when you look at the polling of Trump, that he was fairly steady. He was in the low 40s, but he was fairly steady. I mean, it didn't go up or down or anything. It settled, I think, at 43%.
Yeah.
When you're talking about 38%, that is scary. And the fact that he's having trouble with independents, should be a wake up call for the Democrat Party as we approach 2024. And really, when you think about the election, the midterm elections coming up in 2022, that there may be some really serious issues for Democrats coming up in a year from today. And that's why the significance of the poll. This is 1 year away from the midterm elections.
But I don't know why people are surprised that the price of gas is so high. Of course, the Democrat candidate, just fill in the blank, has always said, hey, we want to get rid of fossil fuels, which is impossible because, wind and solar only account for maybe 10%, and the other 90%, it comes from coal and from gasoline and natural gas. And that's the way it's going to be for the next, who knows, decade or two or three. But they're trying real hard to waste all the 100-year supply of oil, which is underneath our feet here in the United States of America. And that's always been a real stickler for me. But, hey, every time I go to the gas station and pay $4 a gallon, I keep telling my Democrat friends it's not my fault, because I was paying $2.70 when Trump was president.
Wow. That's Gentleman Jim Dallas. Coming up, you're going to hear from Wayne Allen Root. I'll bet you he'll have something to say about these polls. CNN's got a new poll out as well that is not an outlier. I mean, these are polls that are out there, and they all say the same thing, that the approval rating of our president is at an all-time low. This is a little bit scary. And this is our commander-in-chief. This is the guy. And by the way, he's going to be heading out on the road over the course of the next week, as a victory lap on his infrastructure bill, his bipartisan infrastructure bill. But more than that, he's going to be out selling the Build Back Broke deal that's been rattling around in the House of Representatives and the Senate. It's going to be scary for this president right now, because his poll numbers are cratering and there's not a lot he can do about it. It's going to be 3 months, 4 months, 5 months until some of these shovel-ready projects are ready to go. And that may be too little too late for this president. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Coming up, why one prominent Republican voted no on the infrastructure bill. And you're not going to believe who it is. It surprised me. I thought he'd be voting for infrastructure. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right. Anymore.
a financial fill-up in retirement? Here's Coach Pete to tell you more.
The sound effect? Well, you used to hear that when you pull into the gas pump, but a financial fill-up is a way where you take that lump sum that you've built up for retirement, but you have no idea what kind of income you can get from it, and you translate it to a lifetime monthly income once you reach retirement that you can never outlive every single month. You get another check.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text VEGAS to 600-700, VEGAS to 600-700.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? There are big changes coming in 2022, including to Medicare Advantage, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Even if you've already enrolled, you need to know about these big changes coming in 2022. If your doctor has moved, retired, or you just feel out of sync with your present doctor, there are several new medical groups that are serving Las Vegas. And for you veterans, there are plans specifically designed to complement the care you receive from the VA. You don't have to drop one or the other. Your service to our country has earned you both. You can even pre-schedule your October review of your Medicare coverage. Just call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That's 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time slowly, 702-410-8020. That's Blue Sky Insurance. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Are you tired of having dirty, itchy skin or drinking smelly, disgusting water? Live healthy and have softer skin. Call Mr. Goodwater at 800-807-PURE and get your free water test and drinking water system. Mr. Goodwater carries the Elite Water System and is ready to install your system today with no heavy salt bags, no heavy bottles to lug. Get spring quality water that's good for you and your family. Call 800-807-PURE. That's 800-807-7873.
Install extra, homeowners only, water test completed.
I'm Fred Simon. I live in Douglas County, and I'm a candidate for Nevada governor. If we believe the high priest of vaccinations, Dr. Fauci Mengele, it's time to submit to his commands again. So you put your face mask on, you take your face mask off. You do the wishy-washy, and you get your COVID shot, because controlling you, that's the agenda they've got. And Steve Sisolak? He's okay with that, because he's not really a Nevada governor. He's a proud Soviet-style commissar. Unlike Steve Sisolak, I am a medical doctor. I know COVID is a serious threat. That's why it's got to be handled right. If you elect me governor, I'm going to assemble a truly balanced and ethical expert panel. And together, we'll protect our children and stop the insanity of a lawless Nevada. Learn more anytime and join me, Fred Simon, at simonforgovnv.com.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
I don't know if you're watching the Sunday shows, but John Barrasso, the senator from Wyoming, was on with Maria Bartiromo and talked about, in fact, this was with Maria Bartiromo on Fox News Channel, why he voted no on the original infrastructure bill that ended up passing that the president's going to be campaigning on over the course of the next couple of weeks. Around the country. This was John Barrasso, cut two yesterday with Maria Bartiromo.
It was a rejection election. Voters overwhelmingly across the country rejected these radical policies of the Democrats, which have caused inflation, rising prices, open borders, and now they want to raise taxes even higher. You would think this would be a wake-up call for the Democrats, but they're still sleepwalking like zombies on this road to socialism, and they've bloated up their other bill, the $4 trillion reckless tax and spending bill, almost thumbing their noses at the voters who said stop. And the Democrats know this is going to make taxes go up. It's going to make the debt go up. It's going to make prices go up. And Maria, people across the country are fed up.
Yeah, but do your Republican colleagues get that, Senator? You voted no on the infrastructure package, but 13 of your colleagues voted yes, and that pretty much opens the door for this larger social spending plan. I'm going to put on the screen your colleagues who voted yes for this infrastructure plan. Why did you vote no?
Well, I voted no for a couple of reasons. One is I believe it's going to add hundreds of billions of dollars